The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech driver Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel All-Wheel Drive. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yes, it certainly does. Welcome to The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai, the Hyundai Tucson. I'm looking at one of those. Turbo diesel is in stock now. And I think Jeremy JS sums this show up appropriately. He said, let's go. The gene of the Orba variety. Yeah, that's first text of the day. There you go. That's what you're in for. We welcome our listeners through 1170 in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, SENQ on DAB Plus in Queensland through the SEN app, and of course, belatedly, through the podcast. We welcome you along for the ride. You can have your say throughout the show. If you're live, you can call 1300 01 1170, listening live through the Ryko filters. Call line, text 0457 736 736. For those on the podcast, feel free to slide in the DMs on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Joel Fletch SEN. Great show coming up. Sam Perry from The Great Cricketer. Yes, he loves his cricket, but equally loves his North Sydney Bears. He's written a big article in The Guardian this week, so we're going to catch up with Sammy Perry to see whether could they possibly be the 18th team, the North Sydney Bears, the Perth Bears perhaps. And speaking about Perth, the great Brad Fittler. A little text went out yesterday, Brian.
Yes.
And immediately he came back. He's on. He's coming on the show after 5 o'clock. And, of course, it's Team List Tuesday, but, Brian, the big test yesterday, you made a profound prophecy. You said that you shan't be drinking.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Well, you're 24 listeners. Hours down from said comments.
Buenos dias.
How are you going with it?
Spanish listeners.
Yes.
Okay. I nearly broke a Mexican. I nearly broke last night watching. Weird.
Mm.
Weird. So I noticed I've done a lot. And now I've realised, because I get blamed at my house for being untidy.
Yes.
It's not me.
No.
So the house is immaculate. I cleaned.
Mm.
I even washed some sheets this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
No. It's just, you got to do it weekly, apparently.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. Do you do it weekly, Gibbo?
Wash
the sheets?
What is it? Wash the sheets, yeah.
What is it? What's acceptable?
I think it's within a month.
What?
It's fine. Yeah. Is that right? Monthly sheet wash?
Yeah.
Monthly?
Well, it depends what you're doing in there. I'm a clean skin, so there's never anything to hide.
But you think about this, Gibbo. So if you wear a T-shirt for a day, right, for 6 or 7, maybe 8 hours, right?
Yep.
You are in that bed for 8 hours times 30 days. Well, that's 240 hours of being in the sheet.
Well, I have a bottom sheet.
Yeah.
I have a top sheet. I have one doona and then an extra doona. So I just recycle which part of the bed I sleep on.
Oh.
So that's four.
So it's like a wheel alignment. You
exactly
just keep shuffling around. Yeah.
Different pillows. So I can do it once a week. Yeah.
Now, I hope our doctor...
That's a lie too,
I hope
by the
Dr.
way.
Mark's not listening to surgeon because he picked me up on something, but I know he's not going to pick me up on this because he'd be probably delivering a baby or something today.
Yeah.
You sweat anywhere between 500 mils to a litre at night.
Well, you must, because you wake up and you're lighter.
Correct. So you need to do it weekly.
Yeah.
Anywho, I did the girls. I went to everyone's bedroom and I took all the sheets off.
Mm.
But then I did a bit of snooping.
Surveillance.
Yeah. Under the beds.
Yeah.
Looking for vapes.
Yeah.
Looking for some pots points. Looking for any sort of paraphernalia.
And you being, you would know the right hiding places too, wouldn't you?
I did. I looked everywhere.
Yeah.
But they're clean.
Mm.
Nerds. Anyway, I didn't break.
Good boy.
I did not break, but I was pacing the house like, and I'm not an alcoholic and I don't need to drink.
No.
But the listeners got to me saying, are you serious? You got 10 days.
Yeah.
There's another three.
I don't, nor am I, but I do like sometimes just to take the edge off and have a couple.
Well, I was going to, I was watching MasterChef and they were doing some sort of chili dish, and I just thought, oh, tequila might go okay now.
Yeah.
And we've got the bar, you know, those little tray things. So it's like one of those, it's like a trolley.
Yeah.
So we got one of them.
What is it? He's a impulse buyer. Yeah, you would have got that.
Yeah. No, Brit bought that.
Oh, Brit did, yeah.
And it's got just, it's all my stuff's on the top. So it's just all tequila.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I can easily, it was just staring at me.
Yeah.
And I just thought, nah. So I went for a walk. Went down to the park with all the weirdos, dog walkers at night.
Did you take the dogs for a walk?
No, I did not. I did go down. I went down there. But it was, I feel better this morning. Thanks very much for your support.
12-point turnaround.
Yes.
You were just about to grab the tequila.
Yeah. Yeah, but tonight will be tough.
The tequila latte. And then you've, okay, we'll see how you go. We'll keep you posted with that, Brian. Touch football.
Oh, yes.
Last night.
Now, you're walking pretty
well,
good.
Well, I said it was a grand final. As I turned out, it was a major semi. So they've got the old top five system.
Okay, before you start, Gibbo, can we play that music?
Have we got that there? No. Yeah. So I turn up, and I haven't played for a long time, to the point where I've actually turned up with the wrong touch shirt. So I've worn an old team's one that I've worn before.
Looked all right. I saw it on your
So it was a green, yeah, but our team is actually white shirts. So that's how long since I've played. And a shout out to the boys as well. They all listen to the program. And I've turned up, right? And Jimmy, who runs the show down there, he comes running over to me, right? And I'm thinking he's saying, go and sign the sheet. He said, you're out. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you're out. You haven't qualified. You're not playing. And he's almost apologetic, like I'm upset. I'm actually bloody rapt that I'm out, right?
Oh, right. So he didn't get on.
Couldn't get on. So which meant our team played with only six players against seven. And it was a fiery affair.
Yeah.
So the other team was quite lippy. Our boys were quite lippy. If I was out there, I would have said, boys, relax. This game's not going to turn up on the back page of the Daily Telegraph. So just relax. But anyway, it got quite lippy. One of our boys got binned for five. So now it's 7-on-5, right?
So hang on.
And he's yelling out, I'm not going back. I'm playing that palooka, right? And I said, insert name. I said, mate, the boys need you. You can't leave them down to five. Get out there. He went back on. It was a Clive Churchill medal performance. He scores the meat pie.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Goes to golden point. We get another one. Wall goes down the touchline, scores the winning try. 2-1.
Go on your Wall.
Boys are off to the grand final, but I'll be doing a Steve Price Bulldogs grand final. So hopefully one of the boys can give me the ring like they did for Jonathan Thurston back in the day. So I'll be participating, which is probably good for our team.
Have you got someone else to come on though?
Well, we got some coming back.
Where have they been?
Well, that's what it's like with this age group. But anyway, so one of the boys, Wall, who scores the match winner. He's barking at the ref the whole day, and there's a pass that's a bit dubious. He says, "Ref, haven't you got a protractor?"
Oh, right? One of those idiots.
And then he apologised to the ref, but he's carrying on to the ref. Haven't you got a protractor? And he listens to the show. Well, he'll be listening to now.
On your Wall.
So then the referee, he's barking into him. He says, "Mate, just get onside." He said, "Well, you just worry about your protractor." He said, "Well, if that's the case, get back 25 degrees." That's what the ref said. Now, I thought that was beautiful.
Fire with fire. Is Wall an architect or some sort of tech
drawing? In the building game.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because usually you know what you're talking about.
But he's got some wheels. He scored the match winner. But anyway, there you go. Good fun. But it started to belt down at halftime, and I've never been so happy to be unavailable for a game.
But you were quite pumped. You were stretching.
No, I wasn't pumped.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't pumped.
You were doing
retired from winter sport, Brian. There you go.
You were doing your, what's those, warm-up drills?
Suicides?
No.
Karaoke's.
Karaoke's. Which leads me into this. Boys, so if I throw out this name, Daisuke Inoue. Daisuke Inoue.
Yeah.
What name would that mean to you guys?
Oh, it sounds Japanese, like Takeshi. Takeshi Inoue.
Tim Zoo recently?
Nope. So in 1971, on this day, a nightclub musician, Daisuke Inoue, independently invented his own karaoke machine, the City of Kobe. His biggest contribution was understanding the difficulty amateurs had in singing pop songs, recording his own versions of popular songs in keys that made them easier for casual singers. So what I've done today, done a little bit of research.
Yes.
And the top five most requested karaoke songs worldwide.
Excellent. Can I guess one?
Yes.
Boys, all have a guess, or do you know them?
I know, but
okay.
I'll give you the guess that
I'm going to say Piano Man.
Negative.
I was going to say Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline because everyone loves that at the baseball.
Number three.
Yes.
And what I've done with my little friend over here, Gibbo, Gibbo, I have got together and we said, Gibbo, let's give him a taste. Number five.
Yes.
Let's give it. All right. Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, Gibbo, number four.
Grease.
Duo song.
So, by the way, my man Gibbo over here, this is
good
the...
Good shake.
This version is the karaoke music, isn't it, Gibbo?
Sure is, Fletch.
Thank
so you
mate.
Guys, if you're at home, you can sing along. Maybe no Eagle Rock, but you can still get your pants down if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, follow the bouncing ball. If you're in your car, two, hands on the wheel, 10 to 2. Number three is this.
Good on you, Neil.
Times never seem so good. Okay,
so good. So
number
good.
Two.
Okay,
here we go. Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. Number two.
Oh, yes.
That's such a drunken one where you're swaying with a couple of people on stage.
But you don't know.
Don't know.
Now, this was a surprise, certainly to me.
Come on.
Certainly to me. Because I thought it'd be Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, but no. And number one most common, or no, it's most requested karaoke song in the world, as by, this is a list from Culture, is this.
Oh, Dancing Queen. Wow.
No,
Is it because ABBA is at the top of the list and they go through and go, oh, Dancing Queen, bang.
Yeah, but then Wonderwall, Oasis, they'd be second. I mean, they're not second.
Yeah, but I'm saying is ABBA number one? Because maybe it's a first page special. But remember, because they came in the booklets?
But in a way, 1971, he's kicked off, so they would just would have hammered it. It's obviously worth $10 billion a year, this industry. Well, all right, so then $10 billion.
That's good fun. I like this game.
Yeah. $10 billion. And you got to breathe through your nose, Dr. Mark. Okay, now this. Now I've done this one. I've done the top five Australian most requested karaoke songs.
Oh, Chisel. Kay Shan's got to be right up there.
Brooksy?
Kay Shan, right up there.
I was going to say Horses, Daryl Braithwaite.
Right up there, yes.
Okay. Here we go at number five.
Funky Town. Oh, so not necessarily Australian songs, but it's in Australia, is it?
No, they're all Australian songs.
It's Australian songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Most popular Australian songs.
Yes.
The next one we have. Marsha?
Really?
Marsha Hines.
Marsha Hines.
Wow.
We saw her at the airport last week, me and Benny Elias, at Brisbane. She looks fantastic.
Is that rhyming slang for lines at the airport?
No.
Oh.
No.
What? No, because there's been big lines at the airport.
No, I thought that was at the airport. She was holidaying.
A couple of Marsha Hines couldn't get onto the plane.
Oh, no, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Might use that for something else. All right. The next one. The next one.
Oh, yeah. Suddenly.
Talking just as fast as I can.
I'll tell you what, we're battling in Australia.
I know. Number three. Four.
Kylie?
What's doing?
I know.
The Aussies have had a shocker. They want to be good.
Don't you reckon this is all around the 80s? So this must have been peak karaoke.
Yeah.
Here we go, Gibbo. Next.
Unsubscribe. You started so strong.
I know. Well, this is because it was worldwide. Anyway, let's just finish. This is the second most popular Australian song requested in karaoke. Come on. It's Kylie again.
Oh.
How bad is it? But we fix all this.
Do we fix it?
We fix it.
Do we fix it?
With this number one.
Come on.
Number one. This one goes, Gibbo.
Oh, this is Air Supply, is it?
Yeah.
I'm all out of love. Uh-huh. I'm so lost without you. And be in pain.
You know what? This is one of the great underrated bands in Australia.
Yeah.
Air Supply.
But if you're going out there, now listen, there's 0457-736-736. If you're going out to karaoke, thank you, Mr. Inaway. Are you requesting any of these songs?
No.
What are you requesting?
Air Supply, that's on my playlist.
Yeah, and they should request a song and give it a go. Because I haven't said the Pickled Possum at Neutral Bay was closed for some time. There was Ding Dang Dongs in the city here.
Yeah.
There's one up in Brisbane in the valley as well.
Oh, good smother.
Yeah. But yeah, there's only a handful of them. There's only a handful of them.
They are falling by the wayside. karaoke.
Well, like, they are. They keep playing that
they're
music.
Not, they're not as fun. But if you've got a song, 0457 736 736, the Ryko Filters call line, make sure that you text us through your go-to karaoke song.
I love that.
Yeah, this one probably won't come as a surprise to anyone, but Brookie Oval, anywhere on the Northern Beaches, you hear this.
Hey, Daddy Cool. And
straight down.
Yeah.
Around the ankles.
Beers do they do that on the hill?
Oh, well, not these days because you're straight out of there. But
yeah.
On Anzac Day as well, one of the good days to just...
Great tune. I've told you that Elton John got the inspiration for Crocodile Rock from this, don't you?
Really? No.
From Eagle Rock, yeah. He was out here touring in Australia, and he loved the song, and that gave him the inspiration for Crocodile Rock. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Plagiarist. Wow. I'm not happy with this, and neither is a lot of these people. This karaoke list must have been one of those walkabout pubs in the UK. That's Gavin from Penrith. You're right. Pinnacle says Aussie karaoke
that's,
songs.
That's what it is, because she's massive in the UK. Yeah. I reckon he's cracked the code.
Well, this was an Australian site, albeit I probably should have done a little bit more research.
.co.uk gives it a clue. Brad Fittler coming up a little bit later on. Sam Perry from the Great Cricketer talking about the North Sydney Bears. Now, I just want to give a little tribute to, sadly, Nick Moraitis, who, well known for being the owner of the Great Might and Power, passed away yesterday, liver cancer, aged 87. So many tributes flying through for the long-time director of the Sydney Turf Club, much-loved character in the racing game and sporting game, for that matter. Here's some of the great, a couple of the great wins for Might and Power. I remember this day, Brian. I was about probably around 20, and we all had no money. We went out to Orange Racecourse up in the Tullamac stand there, the horse from Orange, and we've done our absolute clacker on this day. So we've all unloaded our bank accounts, and we went, there's a $10 pop called Might and Power in the Caulfield Cup, and here's what happened.
6 lengths ahead, Marble Halls along the inside, Estadet in the clear, Doremus down the outside, finishing on strongly, but Might and Power has bolted in with a Caulfield Cup. He wins by 8 lengths, Doremus second, good go for third, Catalan opening will mark him.
One of the great days, Brian, where you're young fellas, you've got no money, you know if this thing gets beat, that's it. You'll find a way though. And we've all just piled into this thing and it's charged up, won by 8 lengths.
Did you get a tip for this or you just thought?
Oh, I don't remember how we backed it, but... It's the most favourite watch I've ever had as a punter. Yeah.
That was in the Caulfield Cup?
That was in the Caulfield. So, of course, we doubled up again. Yeah. This particular day, do you remember Lee Murphy at the Dragons?
Yes.
Him and I went down by ourselves and we were on the finish line, right? Bruce Alert coming. And they have a big event. So the Melbournians want to go to the Melbourne Cup, but they want to go to the car park. Have you heard about that setup?
No, I've only heard of the birdcage.
Yeah, so most people in Melbourne, most of the knockabouts in Melbourne, they want to go to a lot in the car park. So they get all this real estate mapped out, people bid for it, whatever else, and they set up their own Melbourne Cup parties.
Like a tailgate.
Like a tailgate type thing. And that's what they want to do down there. So we come wandering out, and we're on the finish line, and what will happen in this race that you're about to hear, Greg Hall hits the line with Doremus, who was second, ironically, in the Caulfield Cup, puts his
whip
up, and you think, and we're on the finish line, we're going, I reckon Might and Power's won this. And sure enough, Might and Power wins. Next thing you know, I don't know how this bloody happened. We're on the source all night with Toadfish. Remember Toadfish? He was out in one of the car park things. Rebecca, yeah.
Was he on the Rebeccas?
I don't know. I do not know, but this is how the race played out.
Tycoon Melody battling strongly. It's Might and Power, the leader. Northern Drake, a length and a half away, coming home. But Might and Power, the big champ, the king, joins the greats of the turf. And Might and Power's won it from Northern Drake. Third home is Tycoon Lil.
That's a Cox Plate. Apologies, Gibbo. I see you in the Cox Plate instead of the Melbourne Cup. That was the Cox Plate. So he's the only horse, Rising Fast in 1954, won the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup and Cox Plate. Might and Power, the only other horse to do it. Nick Moraitis gave the term to Might and Power, which we all use these days, as the people's champion. Mm. The people's champion. So Nick
Was that
Moraitis,
Pumper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Pumper's the king. 87 yesterday, passed away to the family of Nick Moraitis. Much love and care, of course, and thoughts go out to your family. Such a great character, Nick Moraitis. Rest in peace.